As beloved God Meru speaks his heart to us, we send our love and gratitude and blessing to him and all who are the guardians of the Americas, and offer every possible cooperation with everything that we can do to cooperate in all that raises the Americas into the perfection that sets them free from the hordes of evil for eternity. Beloved ones of the legions of the sacred fire, I bring you greetings from those who are rendering a service to the Americas that shall forever bless life and pours to you tonight every possible power of the sacred fire for your victory. And since there is converging within the Americas a certain concentration of the sacred fire for greater protection to that which is constructed here, we bring to you those great currents of cosmic light substance, the light rays and the sacred fire that is concentrated for this particular service of protection to the Americas. There are many blessings within the Americas which we are holding in abeyance and in seclusion and in protection for future use. But those of you who hold close to the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, as you go forward in the fulfillment of a great divine plan, will find some of these blessings entering into your outer world activities for your use in your part as the vanguard of those within the Americas who point the way of freedom to the rest of mankind. We have held under our control for centuries much wealth, beloved ones, in the Americas that I assure you is not going to be allowed to come into the hands of those who are destructive, who seek only to use it for destructive purposes. That which has been stored, shall I say, in the Americas, has been held here for many, many centuries for use at this particular time. Because as the cycle releases more of its power into outer action, these blessings of life will come into the outer use of those within the Americas for some time ahead of the rest of the world. And that is because you need to gather a certain momentum here of the power which these blessings release. And since we are drawing power of vast intensity into certain places in the Americas for protection, its radiation is naturally pouring forth to enfold all of you who hold close within this light. Greater and greater becomes the release of the sacred fire's protection to those who face the beloved I Am Presence and the great God powers of life at this time. From hour to hour is the power of that sacred fire increasing for your protection. Thank you so much. And since the protection of the Americas must be intensified against many conditions in the world of which we may not speak, it will be well to always include the Americas in your thought of your country or the protection of that which is of the light in the Western world. Just as destructive forces try to burst their destruction here and there, everywhere else, sporadically at times, so does the cosmic law draw forth one focus of the sacred fire at a certain place and sustain and expand it again and again and again. And everywhere evil is accumulating and concentrating, there must come in the atmosphere above that the concentrated cosmic action of the sacred fire to control, bind it, and consume it. So, blessed ones, there is not one destructive thing takes place on this earth that there is not some focus of the sacred fire near, which can be drawn upon to prevent the destructive forces accomplishing their ends. We watch from the inner level the atmosphere of Earth. And as the clouds gather at certain places in the outer world's activities, as a hatred and intense destructive desires of selfishness seek always to desecrate everything, so does there come from above focus after focus of a sun presence of some activity of the sacred fire to hold a certain pressure around that destruction which is intended, until one or more of the cosmic beings blazes the blue lightning that stops the destructive activity, cracks it apart, and consumes it. Mankind has been let to go almost unbridled in one outpouring after another of war. And now, thank the cosmic law, the cycle is closing in which the entire war beast of the world and that in mankind which creates and sustains it can be removed from the universe. And thank God the mighty I Am Presence it is so. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, you were told the other night of the necessity of controlling the energy in the feeling world and the emotional body. Tonight, I am going to intensify and expand that request, because in the emotional body is the cause of selfishness. And selfishness is the root of all evil. And the feeling of selfishness is always at the solar plexus, the whole area of the stomach. All feeling of selfishness acts from the solar plexus of the individual. Because ideas in the mind that feed the egotism or the conceit of the individual, in the gratifying of the ambitions of the outer self, the focus in the mind of the thoughts that are destructive, that focus could never cause manifestation if it did not strike into the energy of the feeling and cause the concentration of that energy to condense into outer conditions. So, beloved ones, tonight, as we enter in to the fuller understanding of what this means, to hold absolute control of the energy in your feeling world, you will enter into a mastery that you have never dreamed could be yours. Now, this feeling must come throughout the Americas. The feeling must come and be aroused within the people to hold the God recognition and God control of the Americas by the will of the people themselves. And you will find arising within the Americas an entire wave of love to God and an acknowledgement of the demand for God control of the Americas. The world is seeing by the frightful terror imposed upon the satellite nations of the world, the hordes of evil that are in Russia, and the sinister force that is back of it. And so, since the masses are becoming aware of just how evil that is, the accomplishment of what those destructive forces intend is becoming more and more difficult, and will become more so as time goes on. And so you who understand how to call the cosmic activities of the sacred fire into action, as you constantly demand a son of the sacred fire hold protection and control of all in the Americas, you will find much taking place within your borders that will reorder a good many things. And whenever you see outer world disturbance, demand the descent of a sun presence of the sacred fire so great that the disturbance can no longer manifest through anyone. This will be just like puncturing a balloon. And much of the evil that is intended will collapse before it can come into some of the outer channels that it wishes to destroy. And so, we are holding in South America certain powers of the sacred fire that I assure you will protect that which is of God. For long, long centuries, there has been the power of the sacred fire held in expanding intensity within the Americas. And it is growing to the point where it will take its dominion and control that which is within the borders of the Americas. These activities of the sacred fire are the only possible solution of mankind's saving and the only saving grace by which the masses of the people can be drawn through the attention to the mighty armed presence and the ascended host for greater assistance. And the Master Jesus, as one of those whose direction of the sacred fire is of cosmic power and intent, will yet reveal to the masses of the people the power of the cosmic Christ, which he now wields for the freedom of the earth. Thank you so much, precious one. So, in the assistance that we are giving tonight, we are drawing in and around each of you a more intense focus of a violet golden flame for peace, or purity and protection. Just try to feel that when you call these activities of the sacred fire into outer action through your decrees, that everyone goes forth as a sun presence and spreads its flame and light into the conditions for which you're calling help. And just as the sun gives its light to enfold the earth, so will these activities of the sacred fire, sent forth in certain localities, expand that all-controlling action and entering in to destructive forces, dissolve and consume them as quickly as they are collapsed. It's not the work of a moment, my dear ones, to undo mankind's destructive accumulation of the centuries, but by the understanding and conscious use of these powers of the sacred fire, with your calls and cooperation, we can consume in 10 years or less what mankind has built through the last 15,000. So it is well worth every effort you make to give conscious recognition to this beloved sacred fire. Don't get tired of calling it into outer action. If you could see sometimes what goes forth on your calls in one flash of this sacred fire, it would thrill you with delight forever. Because as it cuts its way through destructive conditions, it leaves a pathway of that sacred fire for others to follow on. So it is like clearing a jungle. You cut your way through in the undergrowth and you leave the way open for others to come more easily than you did. But you gain your strength by the use you make of the sacred fire. Now, mankind through the centuries has had, from age to age, one after another of the great cosmic beings who were the saviors of the world in those ages. Each one has brought all that the people could absorb and use at the time of that age. But until mankind is made to understand the existence of the sacred fire and that it must be called into outer use by conscious understanding, they are only partly awake to the power they have the right to use to help themselves and their fellow men. Individuals must understand the reality, the power, the authority, and the use of these activities of the sacred fire if they are to be cut free forever from the clawing conditions of the destructive forces of the outer world. And if we were to talk to you for a million years, we would still direct your attention to the conscious understanding and use of the sacred fire into physical conditions that will dissolve what's wrong and allow the perfection of life to arise in its place. And this is the resurrection and the life to which the beloved Master Jesus referred when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." The I am is the sacred fire from the great central sun. And that sacred fire is the life of everything that is constructive. So mankind must have this simple truth taught from childhood until no confusion interferes in the intellect with the coming through of these activities of perfection which come from the sacred fire. Now suppose you have a problem in the outer world and you're not quite certain as what you want to do, you're uncertain as to what is the right thing to do. When with a flame of love from your heart to your presence, you ask it to charge into the condition, the cosmic sacred fire that shows you in yourselves and in the condition what is the right thing to do at that time, you will find you have but to use it, and it will prove itself to you beyond any shadow of a doubt as a controlling power within the condition. And no matter what is wrong in the world, it needs the cosmic sacred fire to remove the wrong and allow perfection to arise and bless life and expand that blessing to the raising of all into the victory of the ascension. Your violet consuming flame is part of that sacred fire. Your unfed flame, every activity of the sacred fire, is as necessary to you as breathing. And when you have established the habit of commanding a sun presence of the sacred fire to go into a condition and handle it as the mighty I Am presence wants it handled, you will be amazed at the change in your affairs and your conditions. And then you will find that miracles are no figment of anyone's imagination, but rather are they the perfection of the sacred fire, which manifests without mankind's interference. Miracles are the perfection of God, uninterfered with by mankind, or mankind's discord. So, as you demand every problem be solved by the sun presence of all the sacred fire, your mighty I Am presence knows is necessary to solve it. Make your call, hold the picture of that violet sun presence, and if it be a vicious thing, see a sun of blue lightning shatter what is wrong, and the violet flame sun take its place and put things in the hands and the heart center of that sacred fire, and let it show you the power which it is to produce victory and perfection for you. If you will do this thing, you will prove me tonight, and you will have such blessings as you never dreamed you could enjoy while yet unascended. Thank you so much, precious one. And the more you use it, the greater it grows in your own being and world. So by your use, does it become manifest in the world around you? And then will you find the world of the sacred fire is invincible against the hordes of evil everywhere you go. So those hordes must be consumed by the cosmic sacred fire, and they will be consumed by that sacred fire as surely as the universe exists. Thank you so much. And say to your beloved I Am presence, mighty I Am presence, blaze the sacred fire. Here, that solves this problem your way. Then turn your back on it. Let the sacred fire have it. Let the mighty I Am Presence show you what the sacred fire can do. And you will have the solution of your problems. And no mistakes will longer tie you to discord. So I commend you tonight to the use of its Sun Presence. And may the beloved I Am Presence blaze such illumination concerning the sacred fire in through and around and to you all, that the full cosmic illumination, inner and outer, reveals the power of its action. And as you set it into action in outer world conditions, your joy will know no bounds, and your mastery, your victory, you will find is at hand now, because the power of the sacred fire acts instantly when you call forth its concentrated action to act as the mighty I Am Presence commands now. So let us go forward in the enjoyment of this master power of the universe. Feel your world is the victory of its heart flame, and then you will know what the fiery heart of God means, and what those words, I am the resurrection and the life, in the sacred fire that is eternal. And so may you feel its enfolding presence tonight, sealing you in its heart flame and making you feel itself with such cosmic victory that as you become its presence, wherever you abide, the hordes of evil must be dissolved and consumed and recede until they are no more. So go forward, sealed in the world of the fiery heart of that sacred fire that solves every problem, as the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host command to produce perfection, and have your freedom from tonight. May you feel its invincible protection and use its power of victory without limit, till all are ascended and free, and you become the legions of the sacred fire that is always master wherever you abide. I commend you to the freedom of its unlimited use and your invincible victory of attainment now. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved mighty God Meru, thank you for your presence with us tonight. Thank you for your gift of the sacred fire, by which we have been enfolded, while your love has poured to us its blessing of eternity. Thank you for your presence with us always. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power of the sacred fire that solves every problem the ascended master's way for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with such invincible victory of that sacred fire that it forever is our world of manifestation with full cosmic power. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty God Meru, and you, beloved seven mighty Elm of creation, and the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels. We ask your visible, tangible presence with us always. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elm and beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress this cosmic sacred fire sun presence, command and compel every problem solved and dissolved by that sacred fire that solves all things, the ascended master's way, and sets all free from everything human for all eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am Presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved
Donna, Virginia. Our beloved staff. Our beloved messengers. All our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants. All other group leaders, I Am students throughout the world. And our own beloved United States of America. And the three Americas too. Forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame of that sacred fire's invincible victorious control. Blaze it everywhere without reservation, and forever compel the ascended master's control of everything wherever the human seems to be, until all stand free in the victory of the fiery heart of the sacred fire of God's eternal love. And we thank thee forever. And to all who are in the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world. To command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire necessary to compel the ascended master's invincible victory to possess and control, I rule all with full power for eternity. And we thank thee.